צדיקים. אבל עכשיו, בסעיף א', bottom line, is that it's irrelevant if we're talking about something which is min d'mino, which is min d'sheino mino, which has time, which doesn't have time. Shishim is basically the criteria. The Ramah points out, ain't no aginaksha of yitzmocha obeid kolchavim, umisharin hakol v'shishim. Pointed out this is a chumrah, exactly what is the marker of the chumrah is a bit problematic. However, what does appear to be left on the table it is the fact that we could have Timas Yisrael. Timas Yisrael could still be a factor, and we pointed out that according to the Machaber, Ti'ima is something that can override Shishim. That we don't have to measure Shishim, even if we don't have Shishim, Ti'ima would serve as telling us that the Yisr is no longer around, and even though we no longer have the concept of Kfela, we still have a concept of Timas Yisrael. How can you have Timas Yisrael? Also, if the Chepetz is Asr, We have a Suffolk Easter at least. We pointed out within the Taz that we maybe we'd have a heter of tasting on a Drabanan plane. That was a bit problematic. But the Shach gives us two hechetimtzes. One is in terms of Truma, that a Kohen would be able to taste a Tarovet of Truma and Kulin, because for him it's Mutter. And the other is Nidarim, that if Party A made a Neder that strawberries are Oster on him, and here we have this ice cream, and there's a question as to whether there are still strawberries left in this ice cream. So give it to a neighbor to taste. The neighbor, the Jewish neighbor, doesn't taste strawberries. Then he could be summed up on that in order to eat. Chara, these two examples are pretty rare. But the Rabbi Kiva Eger over here, in the middle of talking about a totally different problem, brings another hechetimsa, which is very, very common, unfortunately. And that is, it's in the old editions, it's where the lines, in words, it's four lines from the bottom of the old editions. Nafkimina b'cholze af b'cholisu. I mean, if you're even not dealing with Truma or with Nadarim, im b'dieved shalo yada ha-Yisrael, v'to'am im yesh lismoch at imasav. If we have a situation where first the Jew ate, and then all of a sudden someone comes out from the kitchen and says, oh no, you know, look what I just found in the pot, and he says, I didn't taste that, you know, it was vegetable soup, and all of a sudden some nevela fell into the pot, and he had already tasted the vegetable soup, and he said, I didn't taste any nevela, then the question is whether he could continue eating based on that tima. That's Timas Yisrael. The only question is, of course, do we have a problem of kol milsa delo ramya alei ravadaite? Well, lechora, you know, that depends on how we understand mesiach fituma by the kfela. Is mesiach fituma is where he's being tested, not where he's being tested. Maybe taste is something which is different. So, well, self, sort of a lingering test in the taste of one's mouth. Any case, that could still be the what's left in terms of a sheiris hapleta from the world of tasting, from tzahal achol lemaisa. From Sif Aleph. Sif Beis, yes? Got a question? Okay, sorry. Sif Beis, we move over into an area that we already discussed. We'll just give again the background of the area that we saw in Sif Aleph, that whether we're talking about min d'mino or min d'sheino mino, we require shishim. However, it was really not nafgamina whether this shishim is daraisa or drabanan. We need shishim. In Sif Beis, I'm going to move over to a world of nishpach. Then we get to a nafkamina, and so here we already have to define our terminologies. What is mimimino? What is not min b'sheino mino? And again, in Sif Aleph, echshelo yeh requires shishim, be it mino, be it eno mino. But over here, we're going to have a nafkamina. So let's read together Sif Beis. In the sari of min b'mino v'nishpach, binyan chen yecholen lamar ala v'sha'aro, im no da shayarubo heter, mutar. V'im lo no da shayarubo heter, osur. Avoim, skipping the Ramah, avoim the sari of b'eno mino v'nishpach, binyan sheini cholam lamad ala b'sharo, afilu no doshei ribo heter, osir, period. Okay, let's read this, Aliba d'shaf. It's the way that the fellow who made the charts in the Sefer Tarovis read. According to the Shach, if you have a situation of no ta'am, namely two things, min b'mino, they both have the same ta'am, then in that situation, basically, we have a din of vitul b'rov. We only require shishim, otu eno mino. So when you have basically a din of bitul barov, you only require shishim drabanan, and now you have a suffix. If you have shishim barov, you have rov. You have a suffix, you have shishim, so seka drabanan lekula. Masha'en ken in the case of min b'shein amino. According to the Shach, this means that we have ta'am, and we paskin like most Rishonim, ta'am ki'ikar is midoraisa. So when you have ta'am ki'ikar midoraisa, when you have ta'am, then you require shishim midoraisa. Shishim is a quantity, a way of quantifying ta'am. We assume that if there is not going to be shishim, it was going to be 1 to 40, 1 to 30, then the body you're going to taste. 1 to 70, 1 to 80, you're not going to taste. So over here, shishim is required on a doraisa plane. Then if we know we have rov, we don't know we have shishim, that's already a sveik doraisa. Sveika doraisa luchumra. The Rama over here says, ulinyan min b'mino azinan basar shma. Imushava have min b'mino, v'lo azinan basar taima imushava olo. The Shach was in a quandary how to deal with this Ramah. It's not the easiest thing in the world simply to reject the Ramah. So he says the Ramah simply was a little disoriented, and he put a halacha which is true, but in the wrong place. But the Ramah is talking about a situation where we don't use shishim as our criteria. Yayin nesech, avodah zarah, etc. When you don't use shishim as the criteria, then if you want to distinguish between min b'mino and min b'shein amino, we use shein. If we have halacha that yayin b'yayin is asur, afil b'mashahu, that's in terms of shein, not in terms of ta'am. If we have halacha that truma is asur b'meya, that orla asur b'matayim, then we use shein rather than ta'am. The Ramah's over here, I said, it's a bit of a disorientation. But that's what the Ramah is talking about. But certainly the Ramah would agree that in our context, in Siman Tzadik Chet Sif Beis, min amino and min b'shein amino are factors of ta'am. However, we saw that although the Shach learned that way, that's Pasha's not the way the Beis Yosef learned by quoting the Agur. That's Pasha's not the way the Taz learned, and the Levush and the Bach. They all understood that the Ramah over here is defining terminology in Sif Beis. That in terms of Sif Beis, if we have min b'mino b'shem, then we have a halacha that we're dealing with bitul b'rov, and you only require shishim midrabanan. So we say sveika drabanan l'kula. Mashen, can we have min b'shem or mino b'shem? Then we have halacha Moshe Misinai that we learn out from Zoroa b'shela, that you require shishim midoraisa when you have min b'shem or mino b'shem. And since you require shishim midoraisa, if you have a suffix, if you have shishim, then sveika daraisa le chumra. All right, that the Ramah is al atar. Okay, that we already discussed, and we saw. Anyone has a problem reading through the Shach, please come over, read through the Shach. I think that when you read through it, you know, his sheet, it comes out relatively clear. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's clear that it's chat in the Ramah. It doesn't necessarily mean if it's clear that it's pshat halacha. Okay, let's continue. V'im yis'arev b'mino u'b'she'eino mino. Here we have a situation where you're being pulled in two directions. We have a chalent on the stove. The chalent has meat and potatoes, and a piece of nevela falls into this chalent. So klape the meat, it's min the mino. Klape the potatoes, it's min b'she'eino mino. And then mishpach b'min she'en yecholen la'amod alav l'sha'aro. V'no da'shaya rubo ha'heter mi mino, rowan es sheino mino kilo eino v'hashar mino rabba lav umavatlo. So we have over here a kunz that we're allowed to play a game and to in a halachic manner set up our b-tool in a manner that it will work. Namely, we will say in this situation that if we know that we have more kosher meat than nevela, and we may even have shishim, but we're not sure because of nishbach. So we'll say that the non-kosher meat will be batel in the kosher meat, bitul barov, mido araisa. And then, once we have that, we no longer have any treif meat, so the potatoes are also mutter, so everything is mutter. We were mevatel the nevela in the kosher meat, and then the potatoes are mutter me aleihem. In other words, we made an end run around the din of min b'she'eino mino. That's what the Rashba over here appears to be saying. Where did the Rashba come up with this tremendous creative idea that you can make an end run around the problem? So he came up with it from a Gemara. There is a Gemara that says that we have a parallel situation according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda has a mirror image of what we have over here. According to Rav Yehuda, min b'mino is eino batel. Min b'she'eno mino is batal b'shishim. Namely, min b'mino is the more chamur, and min b'she'eno mino is the less chamur. So it says, Rabbi Yehuda, that if we have such a tarobas of mino and eno mino, and we have shishim, so let's put the mino aside, let the eno mino overwhelm the iser, and then everything is fine and good. We made an end run around min b'mino. So the same way that Rabbi Yehuda makes an end run around min b'mino, says the Rashba, we, who pass like Rabbanan, and then mino turns into being the cow, and eno mino turns into being the chomer, we can use the same gymnastics, mental gymnastics, to make an end run around eno mino. Says the Shach, that's absurd. That it doesn't work. You can't make a comparison between apples and oranges. That sof kol sof, what did Rabbi? Let's go back to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said min b'mino. We have a halacha that is not batel. Zeres hakasuv dam hapar v'dam hasayir. We have halacha that's not batel. Min b'she'eno mino. We have a mitzius, a beetle b'shishim. It dissipates and it loses its identity b'shishim. So we say let's put the halacha on hold. We'll use the mitzius, and then once we use the mitzius, then the halacha is no longer a problem because it's no longer there. Namely, the only time you have a problem of dam hapar and dam hasayir is if dam hasayir is around. But once we were mevatel dam hasayir because it dissipated in the eno mino, so who cares that there's halacha min b'mino beidah batel? We no longer have min b'mino. Namely, we just put the halacha on hold and we use our bitul b'metzius. However, what are you going to say in our situation? In our situation, we have a metzius that min b'mino has ta'am. If we don't have shishim, we have ta'am. So what are you going to say? That we have a principle that min b'mino is batel b'rov d'oraisa. So let's make an end run around min b'she'eno mino. How can you make an end run around min b'she'eno mino? You taste it. The bottom line is, when you eat these potatoes, you're going to be tasting meat. And that meat you're going to be tasting is likely nevela. So what do you mean make an end run? When we had the case of Rabbi Yehuda, you weren't tasting anything. Because on the level of min b'she'eno mino, we had shishim, you weren't tasting anything. So if you weren't tasting anything, the only question was, we have this halacha, the min b'mino eino batel, so we were okay for the halacha. However, how can you be okay for mitzius of taste? The bottom line is that we may be tasting meat and potatoes, and the meat that we're going to be tasting in the potatoes is a tamav iser. Namely, the moment that we're learning over here on the level of taima, it makes no sense what the Rashba is saying. That's the kasha of the Shach. So it comes along the Shach and says, all the Rashba meant was you could eat the meat. He never said you could eat the potatoes. The meat you could eat, because on the level of the meat we have bitul of min b'mino, and we have rov suffix shishim, so we suffix your butt on the hakel. So to eat the meat, you could eat the meat, but the potatoes, you've got to taste meat in the potatoes. That taste of meat could be usher. The Taz, however, says the Mechaber is quoting the Rashba. Rashba knew what he was talking about. The Rashba is 100%. Why is the Rashba 100%? So here I have two ways of learning the Taz. One way is the way I used to learn, and the other way is the way that I think I converted to. The way I used to learn the Taz, that I'm simply reading it inside, is that the Taz says that what the Rashba learned out from Rabbi Yehuda is that we have the right to work the world of bitul in stages. Different from the way the Shach understood Rabbi Yehuda. The Shach understood Rabbi Yehuda that we have the right to close our eyes to one of the two elements that are involved. We close our eyes to min b'mino, says the Shach, and view and bring in min b'she'eno mino. So the Shach says, you can close your eyes to min b'mino, but you can't close your eyes to min b'she'eno mino. Min b'she'eno mino is a taste. It's a mitzvah. You're going to taste it. So the Shach is stuck with the Rashba, but the Taz says, we don't close our eyes to anything. Salik doesn't mean close your eyes. Salik means put on hold. Salik means we're just going to deal with things in a certain order. We have a problem over here of bitul. We have to mevatel the meat in the meat and the meat in the potatoes. So let's just work in the following manner. First, let's mevatel meat in meat. Let's take the meat in the meat. So we have over here min b'mino, batel barov midaraisa, shishim midrabanan, sadek rabanan lakula, the meat is batel. Then, now let's look at the meat and the potatoes. Once we're ready mevatel the nevela, sure you're going to taste meat and potatoes. But what are you going to be tasting? Kosher meat. Namely, that the kosher meat was mevatel the nevela, and so the meat that you're going to be tasting in the potatoes, that's kosher. And that's why it works. In other words, the first we mevatel the min b'mino, and then we can eat the potatoes, because there's no tam iser, it's heter v'heter. You have meat that's heter into potatoes, which is heter. Namely, we didn't ignore any mitzvahs. All we did was simply, rather than say, let's look at the meat quads of potatoes, and oh, we're stuck. We taste meat in the potatoes. We just debate on the potatoes, and then we're stuck. First, let's deal with meat, and then meat and potatoes. That's what I used to learn the Taz. Namely, that the Taz is saying over here, salek doesn't mean ignore. Salek means simply do your bito in a certain order. Rabbi Yehuda's order was first eino mino, and then mino. And the Rashba's order is first mino, and then eino mino. Each of them set up an order in which they're not going to have a problem. Yeah? Why should you or not? That's you going after the Gemara. That's not a fair question. The Rabbi Yehuda, we have a Tana who says that you can do it. So the Rashba is saying, I'm just taking Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning, or if you want to call it arbitrariness, or however you want to define it, and I'm applying it. In other words, I'm applying Rabbi Yehuda's principle. It's a principle of Rabbi Yehuda. Where did Rabbi Yehuda get it from? I don't know. Maybe Kolach de Hetera Adit. We have two ways of dealing with things, so let's deal with it in the way of Hetera. That's, you know, that's not a fair question. That didn't bother the Shach. But it didn't bother the Shach. You know, where did Rabbi Yehuda get it from? The Shach felt that the Rashba was misusing Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is fine and good in Rabbi Yehuda's case, where we're allowed to ignore halacha. However, you can't go ahead and ignore mitzius. That was the Shach's problem. Min b'mino eno batel is a halacha. Min b'sheino mino, they require a shishin, that's a mitzius. You can't ignore mitzius. You're going to be tasting meat. So the Shach says, fine, you're tasting meat. But once already we set up our priorities, you're tasting meat of Heter, you're not tasting meat of Misa. Again, that's what I used to learn. But then I saw in Rav Schefter's, he had an article once upon a time in Orham Israel that he later printed in Ikvei Hatzon, where he quotes the Rav, and then the Shach and the Taz come out to be mamish, Shach and Befel, beautiful. In other words, this Taz isn't in a vacuum, and the Shach isn't in a vacuum. They're starting off from the beginning of Siman Asif Beis. We have a basic machlokes between the Shach and the Taz. What does min b'mino mean, and what does min b'sheino mino mean? What are these terms talking about? The Shach is talking about ta'am, and the Taz paskins, we pointed out, like the Ramah. We're talking about shame. Right? The Ramah is not cholik on the machaber. The Ramah is explaining the machaber. And there's a very, very big difference between ta'am and shame. Namely, the world of ta'am, what function does shishim play? Mitzius. Up to shishim, you have ta'am. Beyond shishim, you don't have ta'am. That's a mitzius. That's how the Shach is correct. Within his world, within the world of the Shach, shishim is a din of mitzius. You can't ignore a mitzius. You taste meat. But according to the Taz, we're talking on the level of shame. On the level of shame, shishim is not a din of mitzius. Shishim is a gzeres hakosuv. Halacha Moshe Misinai, that even though normally Acharim Lahatos means 2-1, in the world of Ta'aroves, Acharim Lahatos means 60-1. That's a Gnabzorah B'Sheila, that here we have a Halacha Moshe Misinai, forget about Ta'am, there's no Ta'am, but the Miut is only becomes Batel 1-60 rather than 1-2. That's a Halacha. It's a halacha parallel to Rav Yehuda's halacha. Rav Yehuda holds min b'mino is never batel, dama par v'dama soyer. It's a halacha. The Shach, you know, it's, I'm sorry, the if you hold that min b'mino is a din of shame, we have this halacha that you don't get to the world of bitul until you have 60. So just as Rav Yehuda said, put the halacha on hold and deal with the other din of bitul, deal with the bitul berov. So that's exactly what the Rashba is saying. Put the halacha of shishim on hold and deal with min b'mino, with bitul berov. And once we deal with bitul berov, then there's no longer a problem with halacha, because we already took care of the iser. Namely, it's not a question over here, are you prioritizing, or are you being misalek? We're being misalek. We're being mitalem. We are ignoring a halacha. But we're ignoring the halacha because the halacha self-destructs the moment that we have a bitul from a different world. So just as Rav Yehuda's halacha of min b'mino eino batel, we said salek, now we'll take the halacha of shishim, halacha Moshe Misinai of shishim, and so of the tela, and we'll say salek on that halacha. In other words, where are we dealing? In other words, maybe the Taz would agree with the Shach on the Shach's playing ground. Where are we dealing with ta'am? Maybe you couldn't ignore it. But we're not dealing in the world of Sif Beis with ta'am. We're dealing in the world of shame. Aval in this arif b'she'eino mino, you have over here two different shemot isur. You have over here, even if it has the same taste, but we have over here, you have, let's say, a chalent, with hot dogs and potato, American challah. Hot dogs and potato. You have American challah, and then this soya thingamajig that tastes exactly to the unexperienced mouth like a hot dog. It falls in, and this soya thingamajig is usher. I don't know, it's chadash or whatever. It's usher, right? And but it's the same time. That's the case over here of this Arab bisha eno mino. Eno mino means in terms of shame, not in terms of time. Soya and hot dogs, soya and meat are two different worlds. That's the eno mino talking about over here. So then we could say salek according to the Rashba. That's what the Rav Soloveitchik said, and then it fits in very, very nicely that over here everyone is l'shitato. Okay, that's what we have over here in Sif Beis. Yes.
All these cases in Sif Beis, are they? What if I know that it's a little old and still, but I don't have any reason to believe it's 160. It looks like it's 180. Are all these where I have a legitimate?
It's only if you have a suffix as a shishya.
It has to be legitimate
something. Oh, yeah, it has to be a legitimate subject. Originally there was shisha. Sure, otherwise something to talk about. I mean, you know, it's an Easter drabon and a shisha, and take that into account. Okay, well, we still have a Sid Beis that you know, just reminded me, is the Shach and the Taz over here in terms of Kisaron Yediyah. So Sid Gimel. Okay, let's move over to Sid Gimel. There is one thing that was left over from Sif Beis. Okay, now I remember. What was left over from Sif Beis is that we have a Easter, a Torah Chatos quoting an Easter Beheter. Torah Chatos quotes an Easter Beheter that if we have a situation where milk falls into chicken, right? You're cooking up chicken, and some milk falls into the chicken, and we know that there is rov, and we're not sure there's shishim because it was nishpach, then we're machmir. That's what the Torah Chatos says. So the Shach goes ballistic and says, why in the world? Why should we machmir? It's true. Tam ki ikar is midaraisa. Or if you want to, it's true that according to the Taz, it's that shame the shame. Chicken and cholav are two shemos. That's daraisa. But the iser over here of chicken and milk is drabanon. And so this clearly is a situation of sveka drabanon lakula. Namely, why not mina where the sveka drabanon lakula comes in from? If it comes in because we have mimbamino, or it comes in because we have an Easter drabanan. The moment we're dealing on a drabanan plane, and you know that you have roll, and we're not sure if you have shishim, we apply the din of sveka drabanan lekula. So basically what the Shach says was that, this was not the Ramah's day according to the Shach, that the Torah Chatos, the Ramah, shouldn't have quoted the Easter Veheter, because the Easter Veheter is one of those few poskim who hold that really basar ok v'chalav is midah raisa. And so he said this halacha alibay, according to his understanding of basar ok v'chalav, but since the Ramah paskins that basar ok v'chalav, like most Rishonim, is midrabanon, so this was not a proper psak to quote. Anyway, halacha l'maisa, basar ok v'chalav, and you have rov, you're not sure if you have shishim, barur, says the Shach, that we have over here a dinah sveikur drabanon l'kula. That's why we paskin that basar ok v'chalav is an Easter drabanon. And the fact that the Torah Chatos quoted the Easter Veheter, it was again a mistake. He was disoriented in writing the Ramah. He was disoriented in writing the Torah Chatos. Never. Problems with the Ramah. However, the Taz says that you don't do those things. In other words, it's clearly the Ramah sure certainly knew the Easter Veheter's Shita. And when he quoted the Easter Veheter, he meant it seriously. Why did he mean it seriously? So this is a rule that, in other words, one learns the Oradeya, is that all rules have exceptions. It's a problem, but that's a fact, that all rules have exceptions. And not every Isur Drabanan do we say Sveker Drabanan Lekula. And so what he writes over here, this is at the end of Sif Katan Hei, of the Taz, Elanira, the Shafir Kama Ramah, Kevon de matzino lebaser v'cholav she'asu chachamim chizuk ledivreihem kishel Torah mamash v'nyan achilas kivina achar basar etc. When we hit Hilchos Basar v'cholav, we're going to find all sorts of halachos where Chazal equated of v'cholav to basar v'cholav. How long do you wait after basar v'cholav? 6 hours? Wait 6 hours after of v'cholav. You're not going to put basar and cholav on the same tray. Don't put of v'cholav on the same tray. You're not going to make a sandwich of basar v'cholav, it's a piece of hard cheese on a piece of cold meat. So even though that itself is drabanan, there's no bishul, don't make a sandwich of hard cheese on chicken. This is a gzera l'gzera. Cooking the chicken in milk is itself also drabanan. This is an gzera l'gzera l'gzera. You know, we're making gzera l'gzera? Kulachad gzera, namely chazal, were machmir in the world of basar of v'cholav. So why stop in siman peites? Move it over also over to Siman Tzadichet, namely that just as we don't say Sveka Drabanan Lekula in Basar Behema B'Cholav, we're not going to use the rule of Sveka Drabanan Lekula in terms of Basar Of B'Cholav. It's a very, very wide-ranging Chumrah, but we have precedent for it, and the Taz is not coming from nothing. The Taz points out that Basar Of B'Cholav may be an exception to the rule. That there are drabanans that we do as daraisas. Those of you learning beitza, you know that there are certain areas where we're going to be machmir more on yontif than on Shabbos. Certain areas where we may be machmir more on chol hamoed than on yontif. In other words, that you have certain isurim and drabanan that Chazal view certain areas of yontif sheni shel golios. There's a certain places where Chazal also chizuk ledivreihem. Also chizuk ledivreihem can also override the principle of sveika drabanan lekula. Okay, that's. In the Kuda that we mentioned. Okay, now let's go back to Siv Gimel. So Siv Gimel, we said, when do we use the rule of Sekund Banam Lakula in a situation of Nishpach? However, if it's not a case of Nishpach, but simply E Efshar La'amod Al Shiro, everything's in front of us, but we don't remember, we don't know exactly what went in, how it went in, etc., but it's all here. Even midrabanan, we say it's aser. What over here is the problem? This is called a suffix chisaron yidia. What's the problem with the suffix chisaron yidia? So the shach sifkatam tes gives us two hesberim of suffix chisaron yidia. First hesber is vaatam krasvu haposkim the suffix hatoli the chisaron yidia lo mikri suffix the ashotim huzet that this is not a suffix. We have no late as a suffix. That's one explanation. Simply that it's just a camouflage of reality, but it's not a suffix. Suffix shotim who's a mashen. That's one hesber. The other hesber he quotes over here in the name of the Ran. V'haran kosav the davar sheyefshar la'amod alav. I azlinam lekula you kol ha'isurim the suffix. Kol echad yishayer. The mashenira the enav lefikach baru chachamim lahashvot midoseim nimli inachinavi safek chisaron yidia is a safek and meikar hadin we should say sveker drabanan lekula. However, Chazal made a barrier. Chazal said no. Even though it's a safek, if we say sveker drabanan lekula and a safek chisaron yidia, then ein ladavar sof. Everyone is going to simply close their eyes to create facts without being careful and then say oh. Suffix chisaron yidia is mutter. Suffix chisaron yidia is mutter. However, in the world of nishpach, since nishpach is akrai ba'alma, it's not something that you bring about, it's something that simply happens, there's no reason for Chazal to make any sort of gzerot, and that remains me'ikar hadin. So what Chazal did was they felt that the rule of sekund rabbanan lekula could be too far-reaching. It could allow people simply to view halacha in a very non-serious manner, except if we have a situation of nishpach, of akrai ba'alma, their Chazal didn't make their wall. Chora, nafkamina, between these two approaches would be, what if you have the following situation? What if you have a case where first we have no idea what's in here? In other words, we have a mixture, no one saw exactly how much nevela fell into the chalons, we just don't know. We don't know if we do have shishim, we don't have shishim, etc. And then on the way to the rabbi, it became nishpach. Still on the way to the rabbi. Namely, you started off with the suffix chisaron yidia, and then it became nishpach. So So according to the Shach, the first suffix that we had was not a latest suffix at all. It was meaningless. The Nishpach, that's already a latest suffix. So we have a latest suffix. So if we're dealing with Mina, we'll have one halacha. In the Sheino Mina, we'll have a different halacha. However, according to the Ran, here we're moving back to the question that we dealt with in Ilcha Shchita of Nisgalgel. We start off with a suffix where Chazal say, don't use Sfeik or Drabban Lakula. Then it's Nisgalgel into a suffix where Chazal say, you can. And we had a latest suffix. We had a psak. We were machriya the first suffix, lechumra, based on the fact that Chazal say, you can't use a lakula when you have tisar nidia. We were machriya lechumra. It was a suffix, we were machriya lechumra. And then it's Nisgalgel into an ukimta, where we have a possibility of going to Kula. That's a legitimate question. What do we say in the world of Nisgalgel? But according to the Shach, the question wouldn't get off the ground. You know, is that there's simply no two sides over here to such an issue? Yes?
What's the definition of Kad Amma? Just happened?
Occasion, yeah. It's something that is not planned. The Safik Hisar and Yudhiyah, that can very well be planned. You tell your wife, don't measure anything. Just go ahead, just put in, you know, and don't measure, because if you measure, we may get to a problem. Or people would simply be Mishayar according to what appears to them. And everyone, according to the level of Yirat Shamayim, will be Mishayar in a different manner. So rather than get involved yes?
I know this is a question, but when do you come to a point where people are going to cover their eyes and create situations like you said, they just go into situations and say, oh, I accidentally, you know, knocked it over, and then at that point you could go to cool anyway.
I think there's a very big difference between ignoring and creating gufot v'sheta. There's psychologically people, though. Okay, Siv Dalet. Isur. There's one more nekuda over here that he mentioned. And that is that the Taz over here, Sivkata and Vav, wants to distinguish between a Safik Hisar Nidia for the entire world, as opposed to a Safik Hisar Nidia for an individual. You notice the Shach Yosef Kesef doesn't hold by it. okay, that's Sivdal. Isur is Bashel Imaheter. Afilu Makiro Hushalim Uzurako. Sarach Shishim Kineged Kol HaEsur. Now we have a principle that we have an Esur Be'en, and then when that Esur Be'en is Mitbashel, when you have heat, then we have a Ta'am that comes out of that Esur, and we don't know, Eino Yodim Kama Yatsa Mimena, we have no idea how much comes out of that Esur. Lefikach, therefore what we do is, we go L'chumra. We say maybe the Esur exuded its full ta'am into this kedera. And how much is the ta'am? To the degree of the volume of the Esur. Namely, that if we have a kezias of Esur, and it, let's take our case of the chalent. We have the chalent on the tape, vegetable soup. Those are vegetarians, right? We have vegetable soup on the stove, and all of a sudden some nevela falls into vegetable soup, a kezias of nevela falls into vegetable soup, and we find it in there. Even after we take out the kezias of nevela, we're mishayer that maybe this nevela gave its entire volume of Esur into the vegetable soup. So if it's 40 to 1, it's aser, and if it's 70 to 1, then it's mutter. Lafika, hamavashel b'kederas Esur shehi bas yoma, and we paskin that a kedera is boleya, to the degree that it can. A kedera can be boleya, its volume's worth of bliya. Otochev kaf shel Esur beheter, similarly a spoon can be boleya. Sarach shishim neged kol ha-kedera, u'keneged kol ma she-tochav me-ha-kaf. En on yodim kama bal'u, bein she'en shel cheres, o eitz, o matefet. So it doesn't have to necessarily be a piece of nevela that fell in and gave out its volume. It could also be a kli that will give out its volume, but can never give out more than its volume. How much of the kli do we take into account? We can't take into account the amount of the kli, which is, according to this first day of the Mechaber, which is within the tarovas. Says the Ramah, Ublevad shebalu ayadei resichas eish, sha'az habliya holekas b'kol ha-kli. that we that the principle he's talking about in Hilchos Shtita, how much Easter comes out, how much Ta'am comes out, how much Ta'am is absorbed. We have a din of Pleita, something has to come out, and Bliya has to be absorbed, is to the degree of the medium. If we're talking about Ritzichas Eish, if we're talking about heat as a medium, then we have a din of Bliyas Kulo, heat meaning Nisbashel, heat and water. Avo Ritzichas Malicha, if we're talking about Malicha, which also has a is a form of heat, Eino Nivla Bikli, Rakadei Klipa, and Lashar Rakadei Klipa. Here we have a local Bliya, only Kadei Klipa, comes from the Gong Zeshach, and he wants to fill out the picture a little bit in Sifkat and Yigimo, because of Taras Chatos, that if we're talking about a Kli that absorbed Easter via Irui, by pouring onto the Kli, then it only absorbed Kadei Klipa. If it absorbed via Kvisha, via sitting in a cold liquid for 24 hours, then we're Mishayer Keneged Kulo. So we have over here, the Shach makes this very nice and neat picture. We have Bliyot that are totally internalized, and we have Bliyot that are internalized only on the surface. If you have Bishul or Kovush Kimavushal, those are Bliyot that are that extends to the volume of that which exists. Mashenken, if we're dealing with Malicha or Irui, those are external Bliyot, only to the point of Kadei Klipa. Okay, so this is simply how much you need Shishim against. You need Shishim against the entire volume, or only Shishim against the Klipa of the volume. Comes along the Ramah, I'm sorry, the Machaber, and gives another Deya. The Yesh Misha Machmir Bekaf Shel Matechet, Lahatzrich Shishim Keneged Kulo. Afilo Hichnis Ela Miktsas, Mishum Dacham Miktsaso, Cham Kulo. That we have a principle of Cham Miktsaso, Cham Kulo, and this principle in the world of Plita will mean that even that part of the spoon that wasn't immersed into the tarobas, but was hot, is going to be maflit its volume into the tarobas. The noagim kisvara harishona, says the Ramah, that we over here are mekel, that we don't say kam miktsaso kam kulo in the world of Plato. Okay, so we have over here a machlokes, do we say kam miktsaso kam kulo in the world of Plato or not? You understand that we have a similar problem on the other side of the coin. Then we here we're talking about plita, about what comes out of the spoon. Is what comes out of the spoon when it's had only that which is the part which is immersed in the tarobas? Or do we say even from the part of the spoon above the tarobas, that volume of blia also exudes into the tarobas? We have a similar question in terms of here we're talking about plita, right? What comes out? We have a similar question in terms of Bliya, which we deal with very halakha l'maisa in the world of Hag'ala. Let's say that you have a pot that was on the fire, you were cooking vegetable soup, and a piece of nevela fell in, and you don't have shishim. Namely, did this pot absorb nevela? This pot has to be kashered. But the question is, do you have to kasher only the pot, or do you also have to kasher the handle? Let's say this pot has a metal handle. You have to kash only the pot or also the metal handle. What's the question? Do we say cham miktsaso, cham kulo? That since the handle was also hot, do we say that it also absorbed or not? And here really there are three possibilities. One possibility would be parallel to the first day that we find by us. Namely, that we don't say cham miktsaso, cham kulo. But just like by us, the part of the spoon which is not in the tarovis, we don't care about the plita from there. So the part of the pot which is not in the tarovis, namely the handle, we don't care about. The blia went into the pot, the blia didn't go into the handles. If the blia didn't go into the handles, there's no need to be magdal the handle, just be magdal the pot, and everything is fine. The second option is that maybe we say cham miktsaso cham kulo, that the blia not only went into the pot, it also went into the handles, and therefore it's magil the handles as well. That's the second possibility. There's also a third possibility that we say cham miktsaso cham kulo, but you don't have to magil the handles. How can that be? We say cham miktsaso cham kulo, you don't have to magil the handles, because we have a principle of kubolo kach polto. How do the handles absorb? By cooking something in the pot. So let's be magil the pot, and the handles will disabsorb. Namely, the same way that the Tom went into the handles by only using the pot, maybe we get the Tom out of the handles by only using the pot. Namely, exactly what we have over here. The Yesh Misha Machmir, this Yesh Misha Machmir, that we say even the part which is not in is Machlit, so maybe the same thing applies also in the world of Haggadah. Even the part which is not in the water, the moment it gets hot, will be Machlit, it's Tom, back into the Haggadah. So we have Lechora three possibilities. If we look, the first possibility I mentioned is parallel to the first possibility brought the first day of the Machaber. The third one I mentioned is parallel to the second one brought over here in the Machaber, and there's a middle possibility which the Machaber doesn't over here deal with. If you look in Hilchos Pesach in Siman Tuf Nun Aleph, which is Dine Hagalas Kelim, and we look over there, in Sif Yud Beis, we find that the Machaber says as follows: Kol Hakelim Sarech Lahagil Yidosehem Kemosan. You have to be magil the handle, namely that second possibility, which is not mentioned over here at all. Then we have the Ramah saying, "Umiyu im lo higilu hayados, ain leesor b'diavad." However, b'diavad is not a problem. Namely, that we passed in like the first possibility b'diavad, and here the Ramah passes like the first possibility l'chatzchila, noagin kisvar rishona. So all I'm bringing this in is, again, that we have to realize that Bliya and Plita is not a two-way street. We could have one set of rules for Bliya and another set of rules for Plita. So in terms of Chamik Sasso Chamkulo, we have two options that are brought over here in the Machaber, and the Ramah Pas like one of them, L'chatchila. In terms of Hilchos Plita. In terms of Bliya, which we're dealing with in terms of Haggadah, we have a possibility mentioned over there which we don't find over here at all. We're more machmir over there. And the Ramah is also more machmir. Even though over here he paskins like the kula, the chatzchila, over there he's only mekel b'diavad. Okay, so just realize that these are two different worlds. Bliya and Plita, even though they appear to be a very similar concept, and we have a din of Kabbalah Kachpalto, but Kabbalah Kachpalto has its limitations. Kabbalah Kachpalto basically means that if something was absorbed by cooking, you get it out via Haggadah. If it was absorbed over a dry heat, you get it out via Libun. If it was absorbed, you know, it's by cold liquids, you get it out via Kvish. You know, we're talking about the means of getting it out rather than the details. Yes?
Remember, you gave you three possible things in terms of Chamek Tazel Cham Kulo. So the second way was Chamek Tazel Cham Kulo, then you have to be Choshesh for Bliya in terms of the entire Kli as a whole. Isn't that the day of the Mechaber? That you have that plate also with the Kli for the entire Kli as a whole?
No. We have here a pot. This is the hand. Okay. Whereas in this pot here, we have an Easter which is being absorbed. This is Chav. We have over here Chav Mikzasa. And over here we have a question: do we say Kham Shukuba? That's our question. Do you have to be, or is Nafkamina is, when you have to be mindful of the path, you have to be mindful of the handle as well. So one option is no. We don't say Kham Mitzasso Kham Shukuba, and therefore you're mindful of the path, you're not mindful of the handle. That's what we find over here. That's the first day, this day of Hebrews 1, is the first day that we find in Yerid Leah. Okay? We have another possibility, and that is Ken. Sure. We say Hamitsas al Hamkulo, namely that the Nebeva that was absorbed over here goes into the handle, and therefore if you want to be use the pot, if you muddle the pot and the handle. The third is Ken Aval. Yeah, the top goes into the handle. But there's no way to muddle the handle. Because how did the top go into the handle? Because the Nebeva was cooking the pot. So let's take the pot, dip it into boiling water, that's the equivalent of cooking in the vessel in the pot, and the same way that the tam went into the handle in that manner, the tam will come out of the handle in that manner. That's what we have over here. That's what we have in our Shulchan Aruch. You have plita. Then we say, Chamik Tosso Cham Kulo, even the part which doesn't go in, is mapped with its tam into the kedera. So we have, in our halacha, two options.
Those two options, in other words, we have over here three options. One is one, three is two, and two is, you know, a third option. This is the Pesach of the Mechaber. This is the Pesach of the Mechaber. It's a Metachman Aleph. And here he gives one and two. Rav number one, Rav number two, those are tape recorders. And here he gives, sorry, this is some of the things to this. And here we have two, right? And here we have a normal, whatever this is called. A 2-2. Two, two. A 2 is not a Roman numeral. What is it called?
Arabic.
An Arabic 2. Okay, here we have an Arabic 2. The Arabic 2 is, this is the Pesach of the Mechaber, over in Siman Tav Chen Aleph. So what's going on? And the Ramah, by us, the Ramah Paskin is like 1. This is the Ramah Paskin is like 1, L'chastiva. And over there, the Ramah Paskin is like 1, the Arabic 1, right? B'dievet. This is the Ramah B'dievet. So we have over here the Mechaber not being consistent, and the Ramah not being consistent. So it's not a lack of consistency. It's simply, this is here we're dealing in the world of Sleika, and here we're dealing in the world of Bliya. And it could be that we have different standards for Bliya and for Pleita. That's all I wanted to say. Okay, let's continue in the Ramah. Kol Yisur Shemevatlin Bishishin, Im Makiro Tzarech Lahasiro Misham, Af Agav Dekvar Nizbatil Ta'amo Bishishin. This is relatively obvious. Let's go back to our vegetable soup. Let's say we have this huge vegetable soup. You're cooking for a lot of guests on Shabbos. You have 100 kizayim of vegetable soup. Falls in one kizayis of nevela. So you say, the insect of nevela fell in. Then right, and then you say, oh, just a minute, right? And you measure. You see, you have 100 to 1. So you don't say, I have 100 to 1, so I will just eat my ta'arovas. Then you have to take that out. You take out the kizayis of Iser. Because that's Nikar Ha'iser. There's no Bitul of Ta'arovas in a case of Nikar Ha'iser. And then, what's left in the vegetable soup, then with the Ta'am, that's what's Batel. The Ta'am is Batel, because the Ta'am is Eino Nikar, that's Batel. However, the Nevela itself, in Makiro, if you can find it. If you can't find it, let's say that the vegetable soup had pieces of vegetables in them, and this falls in, the same color, etc., same texture. You can't find it. It's batel. In achinami, it's batel. But it's only batel im eino makiru. Im makiru, tzarech lehasiro. Lachain. Now comes on the Ramah with a patent. Im nafal, you know what's the next word? Thank you. Im nafal chelev v'toch hatavshil. V'nizbatel ta'amo b'shishim. Let's say you have chicken soup. That's right. You have chicken soup. And then some non-kosher fat falls into the chicken soup and dissolves in it, and it's misbatel b'shishim, and it's eino nikar. So you say, so what's the problem? Eat it. No. Tzarech liten sham mayim sonanim. Take the chicken soup, put it into the refrigerator, and then teva hachelav lahakpi v'latzuf lemala. All of the fat is going to coagulate, and it's going to go to the top, and then v'yisrenu misham, skim that off, and then eat the chicken soup. Namely, we have over here a situation where the Iser is not Nikar currently, but the Iser is Nitan Leheker. And if it's Nitan Leheker, you just can't ignore that. You have to deal with it. Have ki'ilu makiro. V'tzarech lehasiro misham. The moment it's Efshar lehasiro, it's ki'ilu makiro. Where did the Ramah get this halacha from? So the Gilan HaMarsha points out this is a din d'oraisa. Mira li the midoraisa hu. Imasha kosef haran de perakama de suka. And you have a mishnah. We have a mishnah over there. If you have schach, which is mechubar, which is meurav, with schach, which is tavush, we don't say that it's batel because yochol gahatiro v'lamod alav. You can simply disentangle the schach and see what is coming from the vine. And what is stock kosher? We don't have a din of bitul when it is nitan lehakir. Okay, so we have over here a principle. The problem is the practical applications of this principle. How efshar does it have to be? Yes.
This might be what we get into, but in terms of nikar iser, so to what degree do we have to go?
That's exactly your question. Let's give two scenarios, two questions, one of which is dealt with by the prima gardim and the crazy you place it. Let's say, let's take the Ramah literally. Let's say the Ramah didn't have refrigerators. So how would you cool down chicken soup? You would add cold water to the chicken soup. But what if adding cold water to the chicken soup would ruin your chicken soup? It would take away, in other words, it would take away the entire taste, etc. So are you mechuyif to ruin your chicken soup in order to be able to get out the yisur? So the prima gadim says, sure. And the crazy place he says, sure not. And namely, is that called efshar lahakiro, that what you have is going to self-destruct? Or is that a factor? Is self-destruction a factor? Or do we say, the bottom line is efshar lahakir, my nafgamina, what means that you're going to use to be makirit? That's one machlokes achronim. Alatar, right over here, crazy place here, Gansan Eichitz is mekel, prima gadim is machmir, it's in the mishpat of zahav on the sif. As it's called the Zion. And the second question is that we know that many times halakos are determined by what people can do without instruments. Like if you want to look at an esrog and determine whether there is a nekuda shchora on the esrog, so meikar hadin, we're talking about visual sight. Not under a magnifying glass or a microscope. I mean, the halacha was given to be used even on a desert island where you don't have instruments. All you have are the human senses. So over here, the efshar lahakiro, which is given, is a relatively simple kitchen efshar lahakiro, pour in cold water. That's something that everyone could do in a kitchen. But what if it's an efshar lahakiro via a centrifuge? Via a laboratory test, nuclear tagging, etc. Is that also efshar lahakiro? So that is an open question. Exactly how far one has to go in terms of efshar lahakiro. I just give a parallel situation that there's a tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eger, I think it's Simon Reish Zion, if not mistaken, where he deals with shatnez. And he asks, person has a beged, with a wool coat, a wool jacket. And he's not sure whether there is pishtan in there at all. But he can't see it. With his naked eye, there's no way of his seeing the pishtan. So why don't we say, bitul barov? So we pointed out, maybe shatnez is heter beheter, b'chulei b'chulei. Or the Eger says that one of the reasons why you don't say bitul barov on shatnez is because efshar lahakiro ayadei bedika. What's the bedika he's talking about? The guy he's talking about is a chemical test, namely that you can, the test that they use in the shatnez lab. That's already considered to be efshar lahakiro. So is that the standard also in the world of Ta'arovas? So we have a Ta'arovas lab, and that allows us to reach a level of efshar lahakiro? Just leaving it as an open question. Again, in other words, the question is, to a certain degree, whether Hilchos Ta'arovas will change in accordance with technological advances. The criteria that we're dealing with over here of Tam, that people, the Torah Tam remains something as stable in human existence. Shishim is a stable. But if we say that the moment you have Efshar Lahakiro, we can't use Bitul, we can't use Shishim, let's say that it's Efshar Lahakiro, but via a CT, via electron microscope. In other words, does that mean it's there? Does that mean it's there and it doesn't lend itself to beetle or not? That's just raising it as an open question. Yes?
Am I allowed to serve the soup to somebody else who isn't going to be mocking it? Meaning, I'm cooking, I see what's going on. If I give this bowl of soup to somebody else who doesn't know that this is an available bus of soup,
The Efshar Lahakiro over here is simply whether physically we are able to separate it out.
Yes, I'm makir, so I certainly can't eat it. Can I give it to somebody else that wasn't makir?
It's not makir that you know there's a problem, he doesn't know there's a problem. We're talking about an Easter that lends itself, chelev, the moment that you have something which is cooked in chelev, it lends itself to be separated out by cooling it down. Put it in the refrigerator, put it in the freezer for a little while, and it'll come out. That's considered to be efshar lahakiro. So we're talking about the object, not the person. It's not a subjective din of efshar lahakiro. It's objective. Our only question is, which objective standards do we use? Simple kitchen standards or anything which goes technologically beyond that? Yes?
Would there be an issue of Hesed Ruba if you're a big company and the x-rays would be bad, so these kinds of things would that factor into it?
The question, again, we have this principle called Beetle.
Our first rule of bitul was that you don't use bitul as nikar ha'isur. That's the basic rule. We had a question, how do you define nikar ha'isur? Is nikar ha'isur defined by taste? Is nikar ha'isur defined by talmal uma masha? Those are technical questions, how do we define nikar ha'isur? Here we have a new question. Is nikar ha'isur defined by the possibility of nikar ha'isur? In other words, does that efsharut create a nikar ha'isur? That's the chiddush over here of the Ramah. Okay, so I'm just raising the chiddush. The Ramah, however, that's the Ramah in terms of what we have. The Shach and the Taz both quote over here a Bach. The case of the Machabit, a case of the Ramah, is in Nopa Chegav Letoch Tavshio, Nisbatel Ta'amo B'Shishim. Then we have the Schumra of getting rid of the Be'en in order to be able to eat the Ta'arotas. The question is whether we can use this as a kula as well. Let's say I have a chayav that falls into my vegetable soup, and it's a ratio of 1 to 40. Can I take this vegetable soup, or chicken soup, put it in the refrigerator, and then the chayav will flow to the top, I will skim it off, and then can I eat the vegetable soup? Namely, that's very different than our situation. Our situation is where you have 1 to 70, 1 to 80. Right? But we say you can't rely on 1 to 80 as long as the be'en is still around. Get rid of the be'en, and then rely on 1 to 80. Let's do it in the case of 1 to 40. Do I say that I can get out of the vegetable soup not only the be'en, but also the ta'am? In other words, that when the chelev coagulates, what is coagulating? Only the be'en? Or somehow are we pulling the ta'am out of this tarovis as well? Am I being Metahir than the Tarovas. This is sort of a form of hag'ala by putting it into the refrigerator. So we would say, chas v'shala. I mean, you know, this has nothing to do with hag'ala. This is the halacha that when the piece of nevela fell into the vegetable soup, even if it's 1 to 100, you have to throw out the piece of nevela. So the chaylev is like the piece of nevela. If it's 1 to 100, you have to get rid of the chaylev. Even though you don't see the chaylev now, if you coagulate it, you'll see it. Efshar lahakir is like the hakir. But this isn't a din of Haggadah, this doesn't get rid of the ta'am. We're talking about a case where the ta'am is batel. We just want to get rid of the be'en. Comes on the Bach and says, not only is the be'en able to be nikar, we're also able to remove the ta'am. That is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush that even the Taz, who's son of the Bach, felt that he can't live with such a chiddush. And ein gazeh ta'am v'reach l'kulazo, very, 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 very strange. Just strange. I mean, we don't find Hag'olah putting something in a refrigerator. In other words, Hag'olah is the process of Hag'olah, Libun, of Blios and Plitos, etc. Very, very. Okay, I'm just mentioning the Bach in terms of its strangeness. I don't have any hesder for the Bach. It's a Das Yochin, and the Shach and the Taz are Cholei. They say that that we have over here only a chumra of nikar ha'isur. We don't have a kula of pulling out ta'am. Okay, finally, last halacha that we have over here in Sif Dalet is as follows. Isur shenisbatel b'kedera v'hesiruhu misham v'nafa l'kedera acheres sarich lachzor u'levatlo v'shishim neged kulo v'chein go'ola. Avo im nafal ukdeira rishona shnei pa'amim, ein tzarech rakshishim achas kenegdo, ayein le'el siman tzaridalad. Okay, we will look at le'el siman tzaridalad. Before we look at le'el siman tzaridalad, let's try and understand the halacha that we have over here, because this is one of those halachas where you have no shachs and no tazes, because it's so obvious. But the Gra, Baruch Hashem, wrote a perish on this, because he didn't feel that it was so obvious. So let's see what we have here.
We have over here there, and let's say we have there with 100 kizayis in it. Okay, comes along this kizayis and falls into the kizayis. So it's butter. Then we have another container over here of 40. this desire that fell into here now falls into here. So the question is if we can play a game and say, maybe, you know, if this desire sort of fallen directly into here, it's not bata. 1 to 40 is not bata. The person fell into 100, and then it fell into the 40. So let's say that it gave off a good part of its town over here, right? And it's only left with a little bit of town, so it falls over here, maybe it's mutter. Says there are nothing doing. Just like over here we require shishim in order to be matir, here also you require shishim in order to be matir. But why? Didn't we say that whenever something falls into a kedera, it gives out its town? And doesn't something have only a certain limited amount of time to give out? I mean, so what happens when it falls again and again and again? So there are much of saying you need 60. Why do you need 60 all the time? I mean, sure, shouldn't it like sort of like a tea bed? You know, so that it loses time as it goes along. Yeah?
We didn't say that it definitely goes along. We said that we don't know how much lost. So we're mapping it all the time, but we don't know for sure.
So one option is saying that nothing happened. Or according to Strudelitz, at some point it's going to be mutter. And if we keep taking this piece of Medeva and keep you know being matter from, you know, it's a great way to be the entire matter. If we take this piece of Medeva and put it enough to Deiros, we'll turn it into Heter. And it can pop it in your mouth. And eat it. Because at a certain point it just loses its time. And even if you can't pop it into your mouth and eat it, but one of these kederos is going to become mutter because there's so little time which is going in. But that's not what the Ramah is saying over here. That's, I really wouldn't go that way. But that's not what the Ramah is saying. What the Ramah is saying is that we have a halacha that we call chana. And that's why this is found in the Ramah rather than in the Makaber. Because the Makaber only has chana, like Basar Bahala. But the Ramah holds a bit of chana, also the Shari Surah. He pointed this out when he learned Yimachos Shita. What is Hanan Khatiha Nase Nevela? Namely, again, let's say this is Nevela, and this over here are Yirakot. This is vegetable soup. So when this falls in, it has, let's say, this is a Kedayas. So it's going to give off a certain amount of its time into the Kedayas. And then it's going to be, nature hates the vacuum, it's going to absorb the vegetable soup to that degree. So if let's say we have over here in the Vega, it would give up, let's say, 3/4 of its time to the Kedera, and absorb 3/4 of its kizayas of Yirakot. Then we take this out, right, and we have this piece of Nevela. That's 1/4 Nevela and 3/4 vegetable soup. Is that Batel? Do we say the Nevela is Batel in the vegetable soup? No, 1/4 to 3/4. That's 75-25. That's not mutual. That's not 1 to 60. So we say chaticha naaseh nevela. How much Easter do we now have over here? Not 1/4 of a kezayis. We have a kezayis of Easter. Why? Because you have 1/4 and 3/4, and there's no bitul. So chaticha naaseh nevela. Now we have again a kezayis of Easter, and this kezayis of Easter falls into here. And so we have a whole kezayis that you require to be nevato. And again, we're going to have a transference. And we're going to have another transference. And we say this is always going to maintain enough original nevela that we're not going to have 1 to 60 within this piece. And we're going to keep having Easter and Easter and Easter and Easter, because the Easter is regenerated. It's regenerated via the principle of chaticha naaseh nevela. It's irrelevant how far we go. It's not as though the Easter is being lost and lost and lost and lost. Whatever time went into here was regenerated. But now the Yirakot that were absorbed by the Nevela, this becomes Nevela. And then, you know, it falls into the next mixture, that becomes Nevela. Falls in the next mixture, that becomes Nevela. And we keep this principle of Chaticha Naseh Nevela alive. That's what we have over here in the Ramah. Easter is Batel B'Kedera, V'Siru Misham Enachlok Dera Acheres, Tzarech lachzor ulevatol b'shishim neged kulo. Not mitzad safek, but tzarech lachzor ulevatol neged kulo, because we have this din of chaticha naaseis nevela by shar isurim. V'chein la'olam, it's not as though it loses itself slowly, it keeps regenerating. Think to yourself if a tea bag would lose part of a tea, but it would absorb, if you put the tea bag into chicken soup, it would absorb chicken soup. Then that chicken soup becomes part of the tea bag, and you put it into the next bowl, so then the vegetable soup becomes part of the tea bag, and then the wheat soup becomes part of the tea bag. It just keeps regenerating itself with the din of Dinah Seis Nevela.
Aval im nachal v'kedera rishona shnei pa'amim ein tzorach rak shishim achas. That's very strange. Why should only require chatiza achas?
Let's take our case again. This is our first kedera. This is yerekot, and this is nevedim. Okay, so it falls in first time, and then it comes, then we take it out, and now when we take it out, it's one quarter nevela and three quarters vegetable soup, and this becomes aser, and now it falls in a second time. Notice that you should require another shishim. You have a new Easter over here. You have a kezias. This gave off three quarters of a kezias, and this is another kezias coming in. Why only require the same shishim? Should require 120. So this is where the Gruss explains. Let's look at the Gruss, the Kalman Chaf. Chayim Mash Masham, this Ramah is built on a Gemara, and it's Mash Masham, the Ka'amah of a Kedera, I'm sorry, this is built on the Yisra Vetter Ha'arach, that it mentions over there, Kedera Acheros. Sifchat and Chav. Lo Ka'amah Ra'osa Kedera Beis Pa'amim. Why? The Ha'koi Anis Batla B'Shishim, Va'af Al-Gav B'Barua Shebo Na'ase Nevela, Vahave ki Isur Acher Shenafal de Oser, Kamo Shekosa Vesiman Tzaritet Sifa Vahagah. So when he was bothered, why should you require only your Shishim against this Nevela that falls in twice? Here you have Nevela falling in, and here you have another piece of Nevela falling in. So you have two Kazetim of Nevela falling in. So if you have two Kazetim of Nevela, you should need 120 against this. Not 60 shouldn't be enough. So he continues and he explains, Bahatam the Ha'oso Habalua Have Bikadera Min Bemino. Ukahagavna Ukma ad the Oraisa Baruba, Kamosha Kosafa Rashbirkida Nasha, the Min Bemino Bishishim Zera Otto Min Bishaino Mino, Mashenkin Kahagavna Bhutla Migzar, Iesha Baosa Kedera El Bemino, Vayen Shah Siman Saridala Sifkotan. Hey, what in the world is he talking about? What he's saying is as follows. We mentioned that there is this din called Tatiha Na'aseis Neveva. This is the din in terms of quantity of Easter. How much Easter do I have when this falls in? Not 25% Easter. I have 100% Easter. Tatiha Na'aseis Neveva. However, there are two ways of being able to categorize that Easter. We could say Chatiha Naseis Neveva means that the Neveva grows, namely that this vegetable soup is no longer vegetable soup, this vegetable soup is now Neveva. I have an entire kezias of Neveva. That's one way of viewing it. Chatiha Naseis Neveva. The vegetable soup, which is absorbed and is not batel, now becomes Neveva. Or I could say no. What Chatiha Naseis Neveva means is that the vegetable soup stays vegetable soup. However, it's vegetable soup which is aser as opposed to vegetable soup which is mutter. Anyway, I have over here a kezias of Easter, one quarter kezias of nevela that I had previously, and three quarters of a kezias, a new three quarters of a kezias of vegetable soup, which currently is aser because chatiha nachis nevela, it wasn't batel, so it's aser, but it's not nevela. It's vegetable soup which is aser. My nafkamina, nafkamina is in terms of min bemino, and min bishaino mino. Let's give an example. Here I have this pot of 100 kizesim of vegetables. 100 yerecha. A piece of nevela falls in. Let's assume, worst case scenario, this nevela gives off gives off 58.5/60 of itself. Right? In other words, when it goes into here, it gives almost the entire nevela goes into here. Almost the entire nevela, almost the entire time goes into here. Now it's 0.98
of a gezayis go into here. Right. So the whole thing is one, and 0.98 go into here, and what's remaining is 0.02. 0.02 is what remains of nevela, and the rest of it fills up with vegetable soup. So you have over here 0.02 of nevela and 0.98 that we have already transferred. 0.98 of vegetable soup is absorbed into this. And now it's going to fall in a second time. So if I view this as nevela, I say there's no beetle over here. We don't have 1 to 60. We don't have 1 to 60. So I have over here Hatikhanasek nevela. If I view this as nevela, so I have a situation where one piece of nevela fell in, and now another piece of nevela falls in. So the first piece was batel. 0.98 to 100 is batel. But when I add 0.98, and then I add another 1, so I have 1.98, it's almost 2, I need 120, 119, and I don't have 119. It shouldn't be batel if it falls in twice. However, if I view this as follows, I view it that this is really 0.02 nevela and 0.98 yerakot asurim. So the first time I had 0.98 of nevela fell in. And now what I have is 0.02 of nevela is falling in. 0.98 and 0.02, tassel is 1, it's still batel over here in the 100. What else fell in? What else fell in was 0.98 of Yerokot Asurim. Yerokot Asurim fall into Yerokot Mutarim. That's called Min Demino. We have over here Min Demino. Min Demino, Midaraita, is bottom of the road. So therefore, this is Mutar. For were I to view this, Khatil Nashes Nevela, that the Yerokos become Nevela, then in this situation, if it fell in twice, first time it falls in, it's batel. Second time it falls in, it's not batel. Because we have Hanan, we have a new kezayis of nevela. A new kezayis of nevela, I have 1.98 kezayis of nevela, it's no longer batel. However, if I view it not as nevela, but rather as yirakot asurot, it maintains its status of yirakot, but it's simply asur, then we have over here, nidamino, which is batel verot. I, nidamino, also require shishin. There's also a din of shishin, but that's nidrabana. Atu what? Why does Nundamino require Shishim? But in the same Kedari, you're never going to have a Nundamino. Namely, that's the whole point. Hanan, by its nature, in the same Kedari, is always going to be Yerakos and Yerakos. So there's no reason for Chazal to make a Gzera. There's no reason for Chazal to make a Gzera. We go back to the Zoraisa, and this is Batel Baruch. So that's the way the Gra explains over here the Ramah. The Ramah says, if it falls into a different Kedari, it falls over here into a different Kedari. So then what falls in is the Kezayis of Easter. 0.02, 0.98, it's a Kezayis of Easter which is falling into this new Kedera. So if it falls into another Kedera, I need Shishin against this Kezayis again. If I have only here over here 40, I need Shishin, it's no good. Right? But if it falls into the same Kedera twice, then we view it that as long as I have my original Shishin, I'm still covered. Why am I still covered? My opinion, if it falls into the same Kedera or a different Kedera, the same Kedera is always Min Demino. Why is it always Min Demino? Because we define Chatika Nasin's Nevela not as that the Yerokos become Nevela. Then I have two Kedesim of Nevela falling in. But rather as Yerokot Asurot. Yerokot Asurot, there we have a problem of Min Demino. Min Demino is Batel Baruch Midaraisa. So let's just read it inside again. V'hata'am. Why over here do we say that this is only you only require one shishin? The also habalua have the kedera in this kedera min demino, because that's the way we define chadur nasis nevela. Ukahai gavna ukma adoraisa beruga kamosha kasev harosh min demino b'shishim is only xera atu min b'sheno mino. But in this situation, lechel nigzar, because efshar but also kedera ela demino. By its nature, if falling back into the same kedera is always going to be min demino, according to this definition, according to the definition of Yerokot Asurot, rather than the Veda. Yes?
By that reasoning, if you have the same substance in the second class as you do in the first class, then
the second class could be the same substance or could not be. So here we're always goes there min demino, atu min b'sheino mino. Here you're always going to be shishin. The moment you move to another pot, it could be anything. When you're dealing with a pot. But the moment you're dealing with the first pot, then it's always min demino. Yes?
According to the thing, Even if we have 98% urine of the sugars, but nonetheless we still have 0.02 of the vela. So
yeah.
That, why is this septa? There's 98% urakos and 2%.
Because whatever
the vela
is
still
over here was subtracted from over here. And we're never going to have more than kazaisa in the vela. And the vela is always, you have one kazaisa to begin with, you're always going to have that one kazaisa. As long as you have shishin against that one kazaisa, you're fine.
So really, because shishim works in that chaticha itself, so really you don't even have 2%, you have 0% in my son. Because now it's basically one chavtza of yurak, asurik.
If everything went in, you wouldn't have to do nasif tevela. You have to leave something in the chaticha. Something has
to
be.
I know, I'm saying, but otherwise, I just know what you're saying. So it's not min domino because you still have something that's still called meat.
But that meat is batel in the 100. But then shishim. I couldn't finish the example over here. You have shishim. I just wanted to. Alright, when you have this falling into shishim, 1 to 60 is mutter. If it falls in the second time, it's still mutter. Why is it still mutter? Don't we have another kizayis of iser? Hanan. So you see that second kizayis of iser that was added is yurakos asuras. Yurakos asuras is mimimina. Mimimina was batel b'ro. What means batel b'ro? Everything is batel b'shishim. It's only batel b'shishim, gizera atu eno mino. In this situation, when it falls twice into the same container, it's always going to be min the mino, because we're defining Hatranasit Nevela as being the min that it came from. That which is absorbed, it defines the min.
So,
yes? Sorry,
but no, the 2% of that which is still considered meat is bottled in the 60 in the pot the second time?
The 2% plus 98% is still a 1. You're never going to have more than 1. If we say over here that it's 0.03, is less, that means that 0.97 went in. If we have over here 0.04 is left, then 0.96 went in. You're never going to have, it's always going to be 1. You only have 1 kazayis of Nevela. Nevela remains Nevela. You only have 1 kazayis of Nevela. It's not going to expand.
But where is that?
What expands over here is that vegetable soup becomes asur. We have a transference between part of the Nevela and part of the vegetable soup. So vegetable soup became asur. Let's say we had the case that we gave the first time. You said that what went in here is 0.75 of the nevela. So remainder over here is 0.25. So how much does it absorb? It absorbs 0.75 of urakos. So it falls in a second time. So you have 0.75 plus 0.25 is 1. You're never going to get more than 1. It's never going to be more than 1. It's a basic law of physics. 1 is 1 is 1. All we have over here is that we have an addition. So the question is, why don't you require shishim against that addition? The answer is that addition is mimbenina. Mimbenina is batel b'ro. Mashen came when it falls into a second kedera, then you require shishim against the 0.25 plus the 0.75. So you need, again, shishim over here. When it falls into a third kedera, so what will happen? It falls into this kedera, let's say it's 25.75. It falls into here, so let's say you'll be left with 10, and then you'll have of 80 of this new of chicken soup. So it falls into here. So again, you have 10 of Nevela, 10 of Yurakos, and the transfer was 80. So again, you're going to have one. You're going to always require shishim to get one of these here. But this will be 10% will be
that one
Nevela, 10% will be vegetable soup, 80% will be chicken soup. But that's all Hanan, it's all Nevela. So all the Nevela, we said Yurakos Asuras, we said Chimin Supa Asur, that is going to fall into here. Then the next day, you're always regenerating the Isur.
But that one Kedayis of Isur is made up of things that are not the Mino of the 60 that's in the Kedayla. So you had a Mim B'Shein Amino.
In the same Kedayla, you always have Mim B'Shein Amino. Other Kedayla, you have Mim B'Shein Amino. Yes?
If it fall into a second part, then it's the exact same vegetable soup. So then, would it only be Shishin Gerba?
Yeah, then it'll be shishim
d'rabanan. So you could apply a suffix to that second part.
So then you get the nishpach, you could apply a second part. Correct. Right. And what Tavi is pointing out is that the moment we call this yurakot to asurim, then if it falls into another part of yurakot, you need shishim, yes. But that would be shishim d'rabanan. That would be min b'mino. And then if the suffix could be nishpach. Correct. In other words, there is a side. There are two sides, yes.
Yeah. I understand the two kedushas are falling simultaneously to the pot that you need 120.
Right.
If one falls in, and now whatever the time is batel b'shishim, if something else falls in another time, so you just need a bit of b'shishim. Why do I need another shishim besides the first?
That we'll see. We have a principle called chozer b'nidir.
that in other words, if you, there is a concept called kama kama bata, we'll have to discuss under what circumstances that works, but basically we have to take into account that we have over here this Easter sort of still waiting in potential, and then another Easter comes, and so you know we would have a dinner closer to the year. That we'll see, we'll come to it. When do we apply kama kama bata, when do we apply closer to the year?
Seems to why the Yerukas Hasuros, now that they're in this Hatifa, why that is basically mostly why are they considered new amino with the soup? Meaning, if I think
vegetables,
what I'm saying is, if I think vegetables and I soak it into a meat, and then now it's in a Hatifa, that's not considered new amino with vegetables.
Why?
Because I'm saying it's changed already. Now it's like failing to the meat.
So you and the Gra have a disagreement. The Gra wants to explain, okay, I mean, I pointed out that theoretically there are two ways of viewing this. You could view it that the vegetable soup transform into the Neveva. You could view it that way and say, that's what it says. Hatifa Nasik Neveva. Boom. Or you could say, Hatifa Nasik Neveva means it's Osir. But what Easter do you have over here? You have the Easter of that which was absorbed. The Gra to explain the Ramah. To explain why the Ramah says you only require one time shishim, tells you black and white. You can read it again inside. It tells you this means Mindamino. Mindamino means that we're viewing it as Yerukot Asurim.
Even the 0.25 is now.
No, the 0.25 you already were Mavato. You were Mavato. You have 60:1. Whatever remains, and today you already were Mavato.
It's not Mindamino. I mean, it's still
there. The new part is Mindamino. The Tosefet, where it falls in a second time, that which was there. Either, you know, you took it into account, you didn't take it into account, it's all part of the one. The one never changes. The new part that comes in, the question is, why do you require shishim against the new part that comes in? So we said the new part that comes in, that's a bit of a new meaning. If we understand this, which I hope we do, you know, I kind of clear. Want to do this in a different color? Maybe sometimes I assume too much. Okay, so let's start with the simplest case. Let's say we have over here a pot. And over here a pot. And this pot contains potatoes. Okay? And it contains 40 kizasim of potatoes. And then we have a nebeva that falls into this pot, which consists of one kizais and nebeva. As long as the fact that falls into 40 kizasim of potatoes and it's cooked together. We come there, we say, oh, you've got boy. We take out the nebeva and throw it in the garbage. But clearly, these potatoes are us. Correct? How much Easter do we have over here in these potatoes? How much of these potatoes? What Easter do we have over here in these potatoes? We had 40 kizayis of potatoes, and one kizayis of nevela fell in, and we threw it away. Right? But these potatoes are us. Right? How much Easter do we have? My question is, let's say at this point, this pot were then to fall into this huge pot where we would have 2,000 kizayis. 2,000 kizayis. How much kizayis do we have over here that we have to worry about in terms of this new pot? Potatoes into potatoes, okay? How much, you know, is this not, you know, it's an anonymous, we have no idea which potato was originally in this pot and which is not. How much kizayis do we have? If Machlokas over here between the Machaber and the Rambam, or if you want to between Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam, how much Easter do we have according to Rabbeinu Ephraim? You did this one. One Kesayis of Easter, right? Every one of these potatoes has 39/40 of potato and 1/40 of Easter. All together, the potatoes have one Kesayis of Easter. So when this falls into here, it's 1 to 2,000, it's butter. And you can eat the whole thing. Yochu anam v'yisbal. Correct? That's what Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Machaber hold. Rabbeinu Tam holds Makitom. What do we have over here? 40 kizasim. 40 kizasim of Yisrael. So here we have 40 to 2,000. 40 to 2,000, we don't have shishi.
Correct? We need 2,400 tenach shishim. We don't have 2,400. Well, you only have 2,000. So the whole thing would be awesome. Why? Because chaticha nasis nevelot. Now the question is, what does that mean, chaticha nasis nevelot? Pouring of what are we pouring into here? What are we pouring into here? So there are two ways of viewing it. We could say chaticha nasis nevelot means that now we have 40 kizaisim of nevelot. 40 kizaisim of nevelot we're putting into 2,000 kizaisim of potatoes, and it's not going to be butter. That's one way of viewing it. Or we could say we have over here 40 kizaisim of potatoes that are asa. You have 40 kizaisim of potatoes that are asa. Why is asa? Who cares? But they're potatoes that are asa. So we're putting 40 kizaisim of potatoes that are asa into 2,000 kizaisim of potatoes that are muzer. Not gemina. Is this min bimino or min bisheino mino? We don't have min tool, but what do we have over here? Min bimino or min bisheino mino? If it's 40 kizaisim of nevelot, we have min bisheino mino. If it's 40 kizaisim of potatoes, then we have min bimino. Now, actually, eating shishim, because this is a new path. What I pointed out is, what if we have a situation where Chazal weren't goes there? What if we have a case where we live in a Doraisa world? In a Doraisa world, if this is min d'sheino mino, you need 2,400. If this is min d'mino, you need 41. Right? You just need a little more, you just need a row. That's what you need Doraisa. So, this, as to whether we have over here a situation, I know it's hard to speak about Kanan in the Doraisa world because Kanan itself is Rabban, but you know, it's working to have in the Doraisa world, so then we have a question, is this min d'mino or min d'sheino mino? That's Shabbat. Now, when you have, if you understand, does anyone have any questions about this? This is basic Chanan. That the Machaber and Rabbeinu Ephraim say there is no din of Chanan. And Rabbeinu Tam says there is a din of Chanan. This is discussed in the Hoshim. All I did now is point out that when we say there is Chanan, we erase the Machaber. We don't care about the Machaber. We're Ashkenazim. We care about the Rambam. We fasting, like Rabbeinu Tam. We fasting is din of Chanan. What does Chanan mean? Does Chanan mean that I have over here 40 kizaisim of nevela? Is that what it means? Chaticha nasis nevela? Does it mean that I have 40 kizaisim of potatoes that are also? That's all we need to do. My nafgamina is in our silly situation. Right? Our silly situation is where we have this kizayis which is falling into a pot, and then we take it out and we toss it back in a second time. Do I have to worry over here? Do I need it? I need 60 against the first desires. Do we also need 60 against the second desires or not? That's our question. If it fell into a different pot, I would. If it doesn't, I don't. Why would I need it? Because we have a din of Chanan. Namely, this piece, when it fell into the first pot, gave off its original Easter. And if there wasn't Bitul, it absorbed and left again, and now we have another desires of Chanan. And this Hakraiz of Chanan falls back into the same Tidera. So I pointed out that if we view Chanan like the latter way. Now here we have 40 kizaisim of potatoes, so when I pull it back into the same kizera, you have min bimino. And here is that unusual case where Chazal didn't make a kizera, because the whole kizera is atumino mino. In the same kizera, it's always going to be min bimino. Whether this is urakos, whether this is chicken soup, whether it's challenge, whatever it is, that which goes in and comes out and goes back in is always going to be min bimino. Okay? When it falls into a different kizera, then we need shishim. Because in Shishim Doraisa, Shishim Drabanan, Ech Shelo Yiyeh, you're always going to require Shishim in a different Kedera. But in the same Kedera, we can do with one Shishim. Okay? So what we got from the Gra is first we have a read the Ramah, but also the Gra's understanding of the concept of Chanan. Okay, yes, Yuka.
This might be similar to you, some of the questions that are asking before. I don't know if I understand all the facts, but before Chaticha Nasis Nevelot, don't we have Yisurin Dovot? That in the Yisur itself, if there is 60, can they get the Yisur, then it's Bato.
The Yisur Dovot, we pointed out, was a Tolda of Chanan. Once we have a Din of Chanan, then we can apply Chanan not only when the Nevelot falls into potatoes. We can apply the Din of Chanan also. In other words, Chanan basically is when the deva falls into potatoes, and then the potatoes fall into something else. That's the din of Chanan. You have one tarobas and a second tarobas. We said that if you have a situation where you're cooking something that is made up of basar, kasher, and cheder, say the shofar, or the butcher didn't do a good job, and he left some chaylev, which is asr, attached to basar, and you're cooking this in your chalet. So we say, first the chaylev goes into the basar and makes this all chana, and then all of this together goes into the rest of the kibbutz. And we, rather than have this over here, you have over here, let's say, two kizasim of chaylev and two kizasim of basar all together. You have this big piece of four kizasim, and this is in the chalet, right? So how much do you require in the chalet in the mevatel the two kizasim of chaylev? Do you require 120, or do you require 240? Right? If we have over here two kizasim of chaylev, you require 120. But if first the chaylev asr the basar, and then it goes out as a unit into the rest, then you require, and you have over four, you need four times 16, you need 240 times the, that's a din called Isur Dovuk. Isur Dovuk is a corollary or an offshoot of Chanan. But Chanan normally goes one Tarobas, second Tarobas. When we have Isur Dovuk doing the same Tarobas, we say it goes two stages. Stage one, stage two, taking one approach, the easier approach. Stage one, stage two. It's like one, two, okay? Well, this is,
if the beef itself is 60 to negative that one, then you don't have, and the phenomenon doesn't occur.
Correct.
So in the scenario we were talking about before, when the vegetable soup goes into the nevela, if there's only 2% nevela and 90%
as long as the nevela is floating around the vegetable soup, no problem. The problem is, what happens when the nevela goes outside?
But we still have 98% vegetable soup.
Fine, but 98% vegetable soup because it's not 1 to 60. 1 to 60 is less than 98%, right? So the moment it goes outside, you have 2% and 98% is no being cooked. As long as the nevela is floating around inside of here, everything is fine and good. The moment, and if we throw it away, also everything is fine and good. When we take it out, and it's still hot, so there's internal cooking over here. That internal cooking creates a hanan. Then it falls back in, we have only here a new Easter. Yes?
We're assuming that the case is that the nevela of the nevela is getting bought up. Making that out. We're assuming that a kazayas of the nevela or a kisser is still floating around the soup cycle, so the nevela back in there is two kazayas in there?
Yeah, because we pointed out 98% of the nevela went in. So only 2% came back out. So that 98% is still there. It's floating around. It's not enough to offer the vegetable soup, but it's still there. The moment that it's reinforced, the chora, it should be also. We passed in the Surah Mitzar, for example, namely that you can have Neveva and Trefa, etc. So you can have a number of Yisurim that together, we'll see later on in Simon Chagatet, but you can have a number of Yisurim that could also. Particularly over here, we have Neveva and Neveva. So if we view the first one as Neveva, which we do, and we view Chatif and Asif Neveva, the second one, take Neveva and Neveva, so you'll have the 98% and another 98%. So that already goes beyond the Shishin.
So theoretically, then it's possible to get all the way beyond the rope?
Theoretically, yeah.
So if you talk about it in like 60 times, or 30 times.
Well, you dump it in 30 times, would you ever reach a point where you wouldn't have rope? You wouldn't have rope. You'd have to work at it. Yeah?
We said last time, it's like the 98% that's still the suit, that the suit that's connected to 98% is not the nail.
I love
it. When it went in original, though,
so he said it gave off 0.98% of itself, and that's bumped out. And it left with just 0.2%. But that 0.2% is enough for it to answer the vegetable soup that it absorbed. And this is 0.2, or 0.02, and this is 0.98. That's already enough to answer this. If this falls back in, so we have another 0.02 falling in, so 0.02 plus 98, that's 1, that's 2 plus L, but we have another 98. And when we add that, then we call it, we go beyond Shishin. But if we say that this over here is Mimdavino, it's much over here. Yes?
I know there's a cash on the ground, but to be honest, when the one available falls into the 40,
yeah,
and now it's a point, and then it goes into the other one, so then the receive a time into the 40. So why is that considered still Mimdavino? With the point, with the big gap over there.
This is not confusing. I just wanted to go back a stage, just to explain what Chanan is, in case someone forgot what Chanan was in the Koshrita. I wanted to go back. I'm sorry, you say this word.
I'll say it.
But this was simply Hanas. The din of Min Medina was only in the same Kedera. Only in the same Kedera. Otherwise, why not Kedera? We always have a Kedera. Min Medina was the Min Shana.
I'm saying when the 0.98 goes back, let's say the 0.98 goes back into the Nebelo. So now, there's an Asimus Tom within that Nebelo. So isn't that Min Shana when it goes then when you reinsert it?
So we're going back to the question of how do we define Min Medina and how do we define Min Shana Medina.
According to the Shaf,
whatever we have over here, to the point 98. But what does it create? So we have it creates Yerubos Asuras.
You can't see that the Tom and the Shovel with the Yerpa Sam and Pelos, they were Golea, Tom and Nevelo.
Chatzicha Nachis Nevelo has nothing to do with Tom.
Father, that's how they live out. You don't have to say Chatzicha Nachis Nevelo. Still, you can't say that it's also Tom. How do you think of Amino?
What's Chatzicha Nachis Nevelo has to do with Tom?
Because you dip vegetable soup into a Nevelo. So now that Nevelo has two Tom, and the vegetable soup part absorbs some Tom that is in the Nevelo. So now when I reinsert that, the vegetable soup doesn't have the exact same time as the regular vegetable soup. That's Min Shana Medina. You can't say Min Shana Medina anymore.
So learn according to the Ramah. Everything will get, it makes you happier. Everything will work out. It works out according to Shaf also. But it's easier to work according to Ramah, we'll work according to Ramah. So the Ramah is talking over here. So the Ramah, Akoras, and the Shaf wasn't bothered by it. The Shaf learns this. Okay, it's simply late. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to continue so long. Well, we'll start with next time. It says Ayin Le'el Siman Sadi David. We'll just start with those four words, Ayin Le'el Siman Sadi David, and then we'll continue in Yitzhak Shem in Yitzhak. Certain.